Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, you weather forecast. It'll be cloudy, continued windy, high today near 35. Right now, 32 degrees in Kenosha, 30 in Burlington, Milwaukee 32, Racine also at 32. The task force has spent the past several weeks looking into the future of Racine County's nursing home and is now recommending that the county hire a broker to determine if there is a market for the Ridgewood Care Center. Task force chair, former county executive Gene Jacobson, says it would be irresponsible to the taxpayer not to look into privatization, saying the task force looked at what is happening elsewhere in the state.
We've spent a lot of time looking at other nursing homes throughout the state. We've talked to the counties association. We've talked to many experts in the field.
In the end, according to Jacobson, it's still going to be the county board's decision. Supervisor Bob Miller, who is on that group, said he'd like to see the full board look at what more counties have done with their nursing facilities. The task force will be spelling out the reasons for their recommendation to both the Executive and Health and Human Services Committees in a joint meeting next Monday night. A consultant in Milwaukee recommending that the county tear down its safety building and replace it with a new $184 million criminal courthouse. The county hired three firms last year to review the county's courthouse facilities. A report recently delivered recommended a 10-story building with 26 courtrooms to meet the county's needs. Well, aside from some parking issues that seem to be easy to remedy, a Kenosha business called Culinary Infusion is moving closer to approval in the city of Racine for the creation of a catering, banquet, lodging facility in the old Our Savior's Lutheran Church complex on Washington Avenue at Taylor. Based on existing ordinance, Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski said 21 additional spaces for parking are needed, mostly for the banquet facility, though it's a calculation that is based on use. Architect Paul Richter said the city's space calculation includes what will only be for kitchen and food preparation, that space, so he thinks the parking is going to be there.
So we're looking, the main church area floor is about 4,300 square feet, which puts us underneath the ordinance request.
Yeah.
And then the additional spaces for the dwelling units as well, that's all incorporated into the banquet hall, you know, the actions of that's going on there. Yeah. So any additional count there doesn't feel necessary.
That's Richter talking with the mayor yesterday. Regina Scott Brooks lives across the street on Kearney Avenue, and while calling it a phenomenal idea, she did voice concern about the parking, which she says becomes at a premium at times. One person sent in a letter who lives near the site was opposed to it based on potential noise. The Plan Commission supported creation of an ordinance to rezone with a public hearing and a conditional use permit, all of which will be going now through the Common Council. The Plan Commission also did on its agenda deal with the issue of sign standards at Regency Mall. Did it very briefly because what the commissioners were told was that we're working on it. That from Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski, talking with mall officials about some revised plans on signage. City of Racine Health Department's got some funding from SC Johnson and will be presenting a free community program next week on the subject of bed bugs and how to identify them and how to get rid of them.
Although health officials say bed bugs do not spread disease and are not a medical or public health hazard, they are an incredible nuisance. And the program will include information that will benefit landlords, tenants, business owners, and community advocates. Bed Bug Blues will feature experts in the area of bug biology and behavior, bug prevention and control, and family and housing issues. It will be presented on Thursday, March 3rd at the Golden Rondell Theater. Reservations are required by calling 262-260-2154 or online at www.scjohnson.com/CIP reservations. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the Minnesota Department of Health believes alfalfa sprouts are to blame for a recent E. coli outbreak, which has affected at least 9 people in that state and in Wisconsin. The agency is urging restaurants and grocery stores not to sell Jack and the Green Sprouts, which is based in River Falls. Their product distributed to mostly states in the upper Midwest, but also a few others. A woman from Beach Park, Illinois, reported missing Tuesday after failing to show up for work in Kenosha, was found with her vehicle Wednesday afternoon in a parking lot on the far northeast side of Kenosha. 28-year-old Danielle Schultz, unconscious but breathing, according to the Lake County Sheriff's Department. That lot is in the 2700 block of Alfred Park Drive, where an off-duty Kenosha emergency dispatcher spotted the vehicle matching an alert notification. Schultz then taken to a hospital, listed in critical but stable condition. She had reportedly made some comments about harming herself while leaving her residence without a purse, wallet, and her cell phone. Governor Scott Walker telling state senators on Wednesday, focus attention on improving Wisconsin's economy. Leave the so-called sanctuary cities legislation alone.
I don't think they're going to, and I'm just fine with that.
That's the governor talking to reporters afterwards. Senator Van Wongard, who represents parts of Racine and Kenosha counties, believes the bill should get a vote by the full Senate. A spokesperson for Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald reiterated, though, the bill not likely to be considered after having been passed by the Assembly last week. State Representative Tom Weatherston of Caledonia is going to have to get by a challenger in the November election if he wants to continue in the Assembly with a third term. Former Village resident William Pringle has filed paperwork with a state government accountability board to run in the 62nd District. Residency, of course, needed to be addressed at a certain point. Pringle connected to the ongoing efforts by some Caledonia residents to fight We Energies on what they maintain are health problems in their homes near the Oak Creek Power Plant. City of Kenosha's next police chief could be chosen in the next few days. The Police and Fire Commission is going to meet again on Friday to do some more interviews of the three finalists and could name a successor to the retiring John Morrissey that evening or Saturday morning. Racine's Plan Commission supports moving the process along on the work to launch the Machinery Row project along the Root River Corridor, an ordinance to rezone four Water Street properties and a conditional use permit for that proposed multi-million-dollar development by Financial District Properties. County Board Supervisor Monty Osterman, who also owns a downtown business, talked about the importance of this project to the area and to the business district.
Certainly, a governing body at least has the responsibility to not obstruct just for the point of being reticent, as some people would do, but rather to remove those obstacles, to create a climate which is allowing positive growth, positive job growth, and making it easy for those developers to create jobs within our community. With all of those things being said, it's just a very good project.
The needed ordinance to rezone the four properties, along with the conditional use permit on the mixed-use proposal, will be going back through the Common Council and will include a public hearing. Machinery Row Phase 1 to encompass about 20 acres. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want. Look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.